And we are back from the stand watching the airplanes come and go, talking Pearl Harbor today. And what commemoration of Pearl Harbor would be complete without talking about the Commemorative Air Force's Airshow Act, Tora, Tora, Tora. And joining us is Gordon Webb, who is the guy who gets to blow things up with the Tora Pyro Squad. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So how long have you been with Tora?
I started with Tora in 1988.
Okay. So a couple of years, but the act itself has been around a lot longer.
Yes, it has. This is our 44th year of performing at air shows. We actually started back kind of in Harlingen, Texas, back in the day, and we had these airplanes that were left over from a movie.
Right.
And they were just sitting around, and we just had some people in our group that just said, well, hey, let's go do something with those. And from that, we evolved into the Tora, Tora, Tora air show act that we are today.
It's amazing. Now, are all the airplanes that are in the act, were they all from the movie, or been some recreated since?
No, they're all from the movie. Some of them have been thoroughly rebuilt. So
right.
We've put a lot of care and feeding into those airplanes because they are near and dear to us. But, in all fairness, they are just very old movie props.
Amazing. And some of the airplanes are a hybrid of several different airplanes, the torpedo bombers in particular.
That is correct. Our Zeros are primarily just a good old T-6 Texan that's been modified in canopy and in the wingtips and so on. But our Kate torpedo bombers are a little bit more involved because they're kind of a cross breeding of BT-13, T-6, and probably a few spare scraps of aluminum we found in the hangar someplace,
It's really something to see. With the who was the founding guys who put that act together?
One of the primary principals, and he was tour lead for a number of years, is Charles Hutchins. Mm-hmm. And Charles's son Patrick is one of our pilots today. So this is a family group. In all fairness, a number of the pilots are legacies, and their mm-hmm. dads were ones that started it. Dan Reedy's father was part of the group at that time, and so on. That got us going.
Good. How many aircraft will we see in the air today?
Well, there'll be 8 of the Tora airplanes. We'll have 5 Zeros, 2 Kate torpedo bombers, and 1 Val dive bomber. Mm-hmm. We'll also have flying with us in the fighter pattern a P-40, and we will also have a B-17.
Okay. Which B-17?
Oh, boy, you've trumped me on that one. You had to ask one question I couldn't answer, didn't you?
Well, we'll find out when it flies by, won't we?
There you go. Everybody should be watching anyhow.
That's right. Now, aside from the airplanes and the pilots, how many pilots are there? For the entire group?
For the entire group, we've got a couple in training, which I think brings our number up to 14 or 15.
Okay. And along with that, you also have the pyrotechnics crew, which is another pretty good number of folks.
That's correct. We're all volunteers, and I do draw on a group of about 60 people. And, because we do have regular jobs and lives and so on, it's a matter of who can get away for the weekend or for Air Venture here of the week. And as a result, right now I've got about 20 people out in the field working this week doing our special effects.
And the really nice thing is from here we can actually see if they're working or not.
Well, of course they're working.
And the PA system is just, without the tri-motor, it's just about loud enough they may be able to hear us over there, too. So we'll talk nice about them. And as you do the pyrotechnics, it's not just something you go out and do. I mean, there's a lot of training that goes into doing this and doing it safely.
Yes, it is, but it's specialized training,
right.
more appropriate for what we do because it is more involved than just doing normal demolition and so on.
Right.
This is theatrics, so it's a blend of using commercial explosives used in the blasting industry for us to do our special effects, very Hollywood, and there are certain considerations that we do that sometimes are a little outside the normal book, so it's a lot of on-the-job, hands-on process that we have to go through for our people to be prepared to do it correctly and do it safely, because that is the most important.
So when we're seeing the explosions, what are we seeing? What goes into making it go boom?
Well, we call them bombs and bullets and so on, but basically it is a stick of dynamite makes the boom.
Okay.
Okay, we use detonation cord to loft the gasoline and ignite it, and then each bomb shot is 3 to 4 gallons of gasoline being vaporized and thrust in the air and lit on fire. I mean, the thing of kids' dreams,
I asked you earlier before we got here if you were the neighborhood fireworks guy, And you said, no, you leave that to the professionals.
Yes, I do. I used to be the neighborhood fireworks display. I have to admit that. And then as I got more involved in using the commercial explosives and doing the special effects, the less interest I had in doing that. And the fireworks people are to be commended because they do a heck of a job with some, you know, fairly dangerous products, and they put on a wonderful display, and they do what they do, and I do what I do, and we all do it very well.
That's good. So, again, don't try this at home, right?
That is correct.
if someone wants to join the pyro crew, how do they sequence from just being a guy out in the field with a broom putting out fires all the way up to shooter in charge?
That's a great question, and you know that's where it starts. We find like-minded people that come out and volunteer to work with us, and in all fairness, they're box-carrying grunts for a while, and as they demonstrate that they can function safely, follow instructions and so on, and they go through our basic training process and work their way up, we start to immerse them as what we call a shooter, and they're actually then allowed to set off a shot. And that has to do with an awareness of the field, of the location of the aircraft, and everything that's going on around them, because we are the best seat in the house that money can't buy, though there's something going on all the time.
Definitely, definitely. How do you coordinate between the aircraft flying by and the actual explosions?
Well, in all fairness, there's not a great deal of communication. Once we get the 3-minute warning, we're kind of on autopilot at that point, and we're making in-the-moment field decisions based on the location of the aircraft as they're going by, so that we are doing it safely, because a fireball could definitely take an airplane out of the air and so on, and we're basically doing it on the clock.
Okay.
Because we have a prescribed amount of time that we're doing this performance, and we expect each of the 4 shooting groups to be putting a bomb up in the air every 30 seconds.
Okay. Wow. And that's just during the Tora 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 demonstration, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then now you're also doing all the other pyrotechnics for the Warbird shows throughout the week here at Oshkosh.
Yes, that is correct. Today we'll also be doing a performance for the Texas Flying Legends. Okay. And then on Thursday and Friday we'll be doing effects for various Warbirds. And there might be something for the Martin Mars also.
Oh, my.
they got to put fires out too, you know.
That's
and we're
true.
Good at making fires, so that could be a match made in heaven.
I think so.
And then we'll also be doing a Wall of Fire finale for the fireworks on Wednesday night and Saturday night.
Okay. Wall of Fire. We've seen them all. How much planning goes into that? I mean, it's not just one big trench of gasoline. There's got to be some good thought goes into that.
No, it's a good thought, but we hold the Guinness World Record for longest wall of fire, so basically you might say it's a signature thing that we do.
Okay.
And it's basically using the detonation cord and gasoline properly laid out per our prescribed plan, and we can have our secret formula that we do to make that happen so that we can continue to be that, you know, signature effect that we do at air shows.
Excellent. You said your record holder. What is the longest?
Well, the current world record we did with Marine Corps Station Yuma is at a mere 10,178.3 feet. We burned 4,000 gallons of gasoline in 5 seconds.
My goodness. That burn rate is more than the Martin Mars, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, you got to keep up with us, you know.
That's right. So over 10,000 feet, well, it precludes doing any kind of record here at Oshkosh. We've only got 8,000 feet.
That's correct. It's a unique location, and that's where the record has stood because it takes a lot of people with the right skill sets and enough real estate to do that.
So imagine, tonight, at the end of the fireworks, when you see the wall of fire, it'll be a pretty massive wall. Do you know about how long it is tonight?
It's going to be, you know, approximately 2,000 feet.
Okay. So 2,000 feet. So imagine that over 10,000 feet. That's the length of the runway, the main runway, 1836 here at Oshkosh, plus 1,000 feet on either side.
That is correct.
That must have been amazing to see.
I was there, I did it, and I still sometimes have a hard time comprehending it.
Incredible. Tora 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 is here. The aircraft to fly tonight, and you'll make noise at the start of the night air show and again at the end of the air show after the fireworks tonight. And then again on Saturday.
That is correct.
Yeah, we've got the performance, daytime performance on Saturday. And then, of course, Wall of Fire again after the fireworks Saturday night.
That's correct. And in addition to watching the excitement of our show, I hope everybody listens to our narration and our story that we tell, because it's very important that you hear our message that we do need our military to be strong and defend us and honor those that have served our great country and continue to do so, because it's all about our freedoms.
Exactly. And a shout out to Ken Kreitz, who's a longtime announcer of the Torah Act. You'll see him tonight and again on Saturday cruising the flight line. He's very animated, very passionate about what he does, and bringing that educational message to airshow crowds around the world through the years.
Yes, thank you. And Ken does a fabulous job, and there's nobody like him.
That's true. All right, we'll look for that tonight and again on Saturday. And, Gordon, appreciate you and the crew that's out in the field. Hopefully they hear us and know that we appreciate that they're out there working really hard right now to get everything ready for tonight.
Great. Steve, thank you for having us, and we're excited to be performing for the folks here at Oshkosh. And everybody, get ready. We're going to light it up.
It sounds good. Gordon Webb from the Commemorative Air Force's Torah Pyro Squad. They're taking care of not only the Torah group, but also all the pyrotechnics here at Oshkosh this week. And that's going to be our show for today.